everyone, welcome to Retire Riverside, where we share all retire stories happening across the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I am your Retire Riverside podcast host. Everyone, on this month's podcast, we welcome back my friend Tyrell Key. Tyrell has a wealth of knowledge and experience as he's been a school counselor and an administrator. He was the 2021 Illinois School Counselor of the Year and former president of the Illinois School Counselor Association. He also has a podcast called The Key to Success, which you can find on YouTube. It's a podcast that explores education and personal growth. We just wanted to get together and share some tips on how to create a podcast, or maybe you already have a podcast and you just would like to listen to one of the experts in the field, or maybe you just aren't into podcasts and you're just interested in learning about how we got started on our journey. But Tyrell has some great tips, so I hope that you guys enjoy this interview, and I hope that this interview helps people. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm with the amazing Tyrell Key. So he's going to talk a little bit about podcasts. And for those of you guys that don't know, he has a podcast that's called The Key to Success. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yep. So my name's Tyrell Key, and I've been podcasting / YouTubing for about 2 years now. The way that it kind of started was I just randomly one day, you know, I was just walking around, and I had purchased all the equipment before, right? Because I said I was going to do it, and I never really got to it. I was nervous. I thought it was going to be bad. And then one day I was just walking around with the microphone, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going down to the basement and I'm just going to record right now and we'll see how it goes. And 2 years later, here I am still like on YouTube and doing all of it. I just absolutely love creating content. It's an amazing thing. So that's what I do.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because I know there's some people out there who want to create a podcast. And we've seen a lot of school counselors in particular start to create their own podcasts and share the great work that they're doing either on YouTube or audio, or, you know, doing both on the platforms with Apple or Spotify. So can you talk a little bit about like any tips you can give someone who's just getting started?
Yeah. So I would say the most important tip is to just keep going. Like the numbers right away, man, they might not be the best right away, but like, I mean, if you don't focus on like the numbers and you really just focus on improving your content and providing school counselors with what they need. And I would even maybe even think about, because like a lot of times, like especially like us that have been in like the school counseling business for a long time, like we think everyone knows like the little things and the details that we know. We just think that they're obvious, but they're not. So many people don't know it. So I'll just focus on providing content for the people that are new and up and coming. And I just kind of really think of them as your audience. And it might even help relieve some of that anxiety that you might have about people listening to your content, when you realize that you're creating content for people that might not know the little things that you do know.
Yeah, and I think it's important too to know that if you're really passionate about something and you want to talk about it, just go for it. And yeah, you're going to mess up and that's okay, but just go with it and know that nobody's perfect. And even now, I think we can both speak to, we've been doing this a while, we're not perfect at all, but you mess up, that's okay. I mean, and that's also something that Tyrell taught me, like, you just go with it, right?
Oh man, I messed up right away on our episode. And you're like, do you want to start over? No. I want people to hear me mess up, man. Like, because it makes me human. Like, I make mistakes. I don't do the right thing every single time. Sometimes I have like these weird pauses and say like and stuff like that all the time. So I mean, it's just, you just keep going, you know, and you just eventually get better.
Yeah, and I think that's what people want to hear and see is the real Tyrell or whoever's doing their podcast, because that's important that they see like the human error, right? Also, I think that when you first start off, it's important to know that if you have someone that can help you, that's important too, like a mentor or someone. So I was very fortunate just to kind of give you my story. I worked at this high school and there was this amazing AVID coordinator, and he was coming in and telling me about podcasts. Like, he was very passionate about it. And I told him one day, I was like, man, I wish they had a podcast about Reach Higher, like just helping students go on for more education or training and scholarship tips, financial aid, all of that, right? And he's like, well, Priscilla, let's do it. And I was like, no, not me. Like, let's have someone else do it, anyone but me. But no, he really pushed me to start a podcast. So we started it off together, and then he just got really busy, but he still helps me behind the scenes, and he's amazing. So I know that if it weren't for him pushing me, I would have never have done this. But I think that it's been a great experience. Like, I've taken people to the Marine boot camp. I've met a lot of great, amazing people across the nation. And I don't know if that's kind of like what your experience was. Like, did someone push you to do it, or you just kind of decided one day you were going to do it?
Well, I would say my wife pushed me towards doing it. I would say there are some very large YouTubers that used to talk about like everybody that's over the age of, I don't know, 35 should have a YouTube channel or a podcast, right? Because you have so many different experiences in your life and you need to share them because there's a lot of people that would be willing to listen and hear you out, right? So it was sort of like those sorts of influences. But as far as like just like figuring out the ins and outs of YouTube, like it's just been trial and error. Recently, I would say probably within the last 4 or 5 months, I joined a mastermind where it's like a bunch of YouTubers and we all kind of get together and share. But outside of that, I mean, it's really just been me just plugging away and just trying out things and failing over and over and over and over again and noticing like the incremental changes, you know, like it's been a lot of failure, a lot of mistakes, and just getting back up.
Yeah, and what do you think is like the best tip for someone as far as audio equipment or any of that? What can you give them if they're going to do YouTube? I guess we could start with that.
So what I have a Rode Micro Mini. I'm probably gonna upgrade that to like everyone uses the Shure microphone. So I'll probably eventually get that just so like my audio quality improves a little bit. People have like Rodecaster Pros, and it can go up exponentially. I have like a Stream Deck Mini, and like so like I'm at the bottom. You know what I mean? And but I know like the things that I can do to kind of incrementally move up. Eventually, I'm gonna slide back away from the camera. Something like there are so many little ins and outs of YouTube. Like you could for the beginner. Let me go, slide back for the beginner. Just start. I don't care what you could have no microphone, a microphone. Just start. Just put something out. It's gonna be bad no matter what you do. Like there's nothing you can do about it as far as like having a good video. What they say on YouTube is to create 100 crappy videos before you even start thinking about perfecting like the craft. Just do 100 videos, put them out there, see how they react, like how people react to them, and then just start gradually tweaking it. Like because at the beginning, when you're first starting, you're not gonna look. You might be better than me because I'm still at the beginning, but you're not gonna be as great as some of these big YouTubers. It's just not gonna work that way. So you just have to start and just keep trying. Mr. Beast, I think it took him. He's the greatest YouTuber ever. He has like 100 million subscribers, or some 113 or something like that. And it
Wow.
took him like 2 or 3 years, like to even become decent at YouTube. So you just got to keep going.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. I love that. And even if you want to go a different platform, there's different platforms you can use for your podcast. Like, I think that's important too. Like, just making sure you talk to someone in that podcast world and knows what they're doing and getting advice. I know that my microphone's not the best, but I love what I do, and I do it on Zoom, and then I record, right? But you can do any platform. Like, as far as you, when you do your live stuff, what platform do you use?
I use StreamYard, and I absolutely love it. So I bought Zoom before, like that's where I started, and but StreamYard is so easy. Like now, it costs like what $39 a month. I think I pay $149 total for Zoom, but I pay $39 a month. But for StreamYard, they have all of these features just built in, and it's so easy just to like click and move things around. I don't know if I could do live streaming without it. Like there's another thing that people do, like the much better live streamers, I use OBS. I tried to do OBS, but it was very complicated. I would probably need somebody to help me do OBS. Like it's not something that is intuitive to me. But StreamYard, simple,
Okay.
very simple.
I know that it's also important to have like a beginning, like an intro, and also an ending. So I know when I first started off, I had this like intro music that we were using. But then one of my, or several of my former students had written this song called Reaching Higher, that they had wrote back in like, I believe 2014 or 2015 for this White House competition that we entered through the Reach Higher initiative. And so we've just been using their song for that. And then as far as the ending, I kind of like started off kind of like the Swamp Ed podcast, how they end, if you've never listened to that one. But then my podcast partner was like, no, you got to like have your own thing, right? So then I went with What Is Your Sunshine Spotlight? Because my grandmother, her nickname was Sunshine. And so I thought, like, what made you happy? So, like, she would make people happy, make them smile and stuff. So I think that's really important. What would you give on tips such as like an intro and an ending?
So I bought all of mine. So I bought one from my one of my fraternity brothers, like an intro and sort of like a theme song. I have not used them in I don't know how long. Now I went on Fiverr and I had somebody create an intro and an outro for me. And I'm still not properly using the outro right, but I paid about $50. They gave me a new banner and an intro and an outro, and it has like a little snippet of a song on both ends. So I didn't actually do any of it myself. That part I just outsourced.
Okay. I know they also recommend some experts in the field will say like you should like go into what you're going to do next for the next podcast. I try to do that, but sometimes like life's so busy that I don't have time to like say, okay, this is what's coming next. But I think that that's really important if you do have time and this is something that you're going to do to maybe tell your audience, okay, this is who's going to be on our next podcast. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. To be honest with you, some of my ideas don't come to me until like Monday. Like for my, because on my Tuesday episode is my live stream. Sunday I record all of my episodes for the week, so I'll record at least 5 episodes on Sunday. Tuesday I do a live stream, and sometimes like it just hits me like Monday, like what I'm gonna do, and then I'll like go all in on figuring out what I want to talk about for like 90 minutes, right? Like an hour to 90 minutes. Usually you're getting closer to 90 minutes every single time now. And yeah, I mean, I wish I could tell people, but like it's like I don't know, like I just kind of like sit around all weekend just thinking like what's the big idea, like what do people want to talk about this week? And that's kind of the way that the direction that I go as a YouTuber, like especially as a live streamer, because like if you do something and it's late as a live streamer, no one's going to want to hear it. They want to hear it like they want to talk about things immediately. So even like my most recent episode, if I wouldn't have done it on Tuesday, if I would have done that on like say Sunday or Saturday, it would have been a bigger hit than it would have been on Tuesday because it was about 4 or 5 days old.
Do you always do your podcast like on a certain day when you release them, or you just kind
Yeah,
of
I try to do it
random?
on Tuesdays. Because and like the thing is, I should be live streaming probably 3 times a week, 2 to 3 times a week. I just don't have it in me yet. I mean, like, I think because, you know, being a principal and stuff like that now, like, I mean, the job is it's taxing. So I can't really stream as much as I want. I mean, I guess I can't. I don't want to stream as much as I should. So yeah, so that's part of it. I think I should stream about 3 times a week, and then maybe that way I could let everyone know what I'm gonna do next because it'll be within like that cycle.
Yeah, and I think it's important just to kind of do what works best for you. So for me, I know we were doing it once a month, and then I just life got really busy. So now, just if it's every other month, whatever you can do. And then also, I know like Olivia and Brian Coleman, they have a podcast. I think they do it every other Sunday or something, bi-weekly. But if you want to do it every week, just whatever works for you. If you love what you do, I think that's really important.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that like I think I started off doing once a week, and then so like YouTube is so different. Like so like if you're gonna do like the big cinematics, like Mr. Beast, like you know, like the once a while will work. But as far as like getting numbers, so if you want to use your podcast as a business, so it's 2 different ways to look at it. You could look at having your YouTube channel as like a passion project, right? Or you could look at it as having a business. So like my YouTube channel started off as a passion project, and now it's starting to morph into a business, right? So like the YouTube model is like to continue to like you, it's like a hamster wheel. Like you have to put out content, 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 content. And what the algorithm does is reward you with impressions. So like people will see your content more often and they'll be more likely to click it. So then you need to improve your thumbnail so that you get more clicks. And then that's sort of the way the YouTube algorithm works. If it's a passion project and you don't want to burn yourself out, do what feels comfortable. But if you want to make money on YouTube, man, you got to get on that hamster wheel for a while. You can hop off like I did. I took about 2 weeks off of the hamster wheel, and just kind of put out what I could. But like you have to feed the beast, like you have to, or else like your numbers will tank.
Yeah. So what's your ultimate goal with your podcast?
Freedom. I want to be able to work because I want to work. I want to be able to travel and to do things and to help people all over the country. I want freedom. Like, I want to write books and I want to open up businesses and I want like I want I don't want to be locked into one building or one place. I want to be able to move how I want to move and to create change wherever I want to create change. I don't want to be locked into like some contract and just, that's what I want. I want freedom.
Yeah, I love that. And you already are doing great work helping people, not just through your podcast, but whenever you go places and I've seen you and you're speaking, like you just have that charisma and that passion that people just really draw to because, I mean, you've been in education a while and you've done a lot of great work. So people really respect that.
Yeah, like 17 years now.
Wow. Yeah. So I hope that that happens and I know it will happen for you because you put in a lot of great work. Can you tell about maybe talk a little bit about maybe something that you've learned through a mistake that you may have done on your channel?
Man, I made so many mistakes. I mean, like most recently, like Tuesday, I thought about using audio from like this video, like from the sports video or whatever, just the audio because it was commentary. And we were talking about the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark thing and like the differences in perspectives. Like how one person could do one thing and it's looked at as positive, another person could do the same thing and it's looked at as negative, how this appears in the classroom and schools and stuff like that, right? But I ended up using the video instead of just the audio, so it demonetized my video. I thought about removing all of it, like because like you could trim that stuff out, and I was like, you know what? Forget it. I don't even need the money for it. Like I thought it was a really great story, just like front to back. Like I mean, I tell like this amazing story in it that I'm gonna snip out and then put out again because I like it was one of the best stories I've ever told on YouTube, and so I kind of demonetized it, and it was really good, and I messed it up. So that's what I
Well, that's okay. I think one of mine was probably when I first started off. I was so excited to interview Eric Waldo and Don Yu, who used to work for the Retire Initiative, and they're still doing great work in other ways. But I remember like sitting in a room with them with my little microphone at the time, and I recorded them on my phone, and then like my phone was updating or something happened. So we went through this whole interview. It was like 30 minutes. And then the interview did not record. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was so excited to see them and meet them and interview them. And then it just didn't record. So I sat there and I'm like, what do I do? I mean, I obviously have to tell them, right? So I was like, guys, I hate to tell you this, but this whole interview was really good, but it didn't record. So Eric was so gracious and he was like, Priscilla, let's do it again. And so I got to do it again with them. And that was like the best experience. Like, I think if people really want to be on a podcast and they really love you and love your work, they're gonna do what they can to help you out, right?
Yeah, I've done that multiple times. Like I would have had myself muted for some reason, and I've done an entire hour-long live stream live
Wow,
in
really?
front of people. Yes, live stream, and I'm like giving it my all, right?
Yeah.
And no one can hear me.
Is anybody like writing you in the chat or you just can't see it
So
or?
like when you're new and you're starting off, like you don't have as many people in the chat.
That's
Like so there are spots when there was no one there. So now like people are there. But before, like I was just doing it by myself. So I didn't know. So I was doing the entire stream, like giving it my all, and I was using one computer. So like my notes, even if somebody would have wrote it, I wouldn't have seen it because like my notes, because I use like bullet points, and like my notes were right in front of me, and I wasn't really looking. Now I have two computers, so I read the chats and stuff like that on one, and I kind of look over just to make sure I'm going in the right direction, so I'm not just like spinning my wheels or whatever, or like I don't know, like what is it called? Like I forgot what it's called. Like whenever you're just like babbling on. So I kind of look over there and make sure that I'm on track, but I really don't. I kind of just like freestyle everything.
So what did you do? Did you delete that one or you just kept it
I
up?
deleted it and I turned back around and I did it better.
That's good. Yeah,
I
that's
was
awesome.
so mad. I was so mad, but I was like, you know what? Just go turn back around. Like, there's no sense of being embarrassed. Do it again.
Well, I got a few more questions. Can you tell everyone your greatest or what you think was your best interview so far or your podcast that you've done that you're so proud of?
My best interview ever, man.
And you've done a lot. I've seen a lot of them.
Man, I don't want to. Man, there's so many good ones. Like all of y'all are great. I mean, like for very different reasons. I don't know if I could pick one person and like and do that fairly.
Yeah, no, I
Like
understand.
because then I'll think about somebody else. Like it's, I don't think that's fair. Like I think, I mean, it's been a lot of classic moments on interviews. I haven't interviewed anyone in a long time. But man, they were all really good and they helped me like really, really grow as a channel. So I don't want to
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I think about that too. And people ask me who is your favorite, and I can't pinpoint one.
that, man. I mean, that would mean like I don't know, man, because like I got to meet like so many people and learn so much about their personalities and who they are and what drives them. I didn't pick like just anyone, like all of y'all are like life-changing people, like amazing national figures in education. Like no one was like a lightweight. Everyone was doing incredible stuff. So I can't do
Yeah, no, I understand. I totally get it.
that.
So my next question is, what was your why for this whole thing when you first started off?
So, all right. So I remember, like that was only like one podcast, like back when I was like early on in school counseling. It was like Hatchling's Results, right? And she had
Yeah.
a podcast, and I was like, dang man, I wish there'd be more podcasts like for school counselors. Then COVID kind of hits, and then I'm like, man, that's all this negative news on TV every single day. No one's talking about anything positive that's happening in their lives. I should start like a podcast, right? Because I'm listening to podcasts when I'm running and stuff like that. So I bought the microphone and I didn't know what else I needed. I just bought a microphone. And so then one day, like I move into my new house and like, so it's over the summertime. And I just decided, like, if you just go down to the basement and record it, whether it's good or bad, it just see what happens. And I thought it was pretty good, like the first one. So then, and it actually got about, I don't know, that mug probably, I wonder if I could pull it up. It got a decent amount of views to be like my first one ever. So I decided to just keep going again. And then like, the next one wasn't as good, but like you just keep trying and
Yeah.
trying and trying, and eventually you get to where you want to be, But that first one, I was pretty, oh, I don't even have the app on my phone anymore. But because I haven't been doing audio as much as I used to, but like audio only. And but now I forgot to tell you, YouTube has a podcasting platform, so I've been just putting my long form content into the YouTube podcast system, and that's the way that I've been doing it now.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember when I, of course, when I first started off, I was pushed into this, but it was always like the kids, like, how can I help educators do better and learn better from other experts in the field? And I we were interviewing, me and my podcast partner, Dan Reyes, were interviewing our former students who had met Michelle Obama at a UCLA college signing day. And we were at a Starbucks, and I just remember that audio, like, because there was so much music. If you've ever been at a Starbucks, there's a lot of music in the background. And I was like, oh man, like, are people going to be able to hear this? And, it was one of those things like you taught me. You go with it. And I mean, it was the most raw interview that we had done. And so we just kept it up. But if you go back and listen to that, I mean, of course, like, my why is the kids and like, I just everything that we do with this work, I want educators to learn from the best in the field. And so that includes you. And I know a lot of people have asked, like, how do I start a podcast? Where do I begin? I think you just go with
start.
It.
You just start. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, like if you're a runner, right? Like the hardest thing, or even if you go to the gym, the hardest thing you have to do is just get out the door.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, just the second that you start recording, like, just go, just put it out there. Like, don't overthink it. Don't try to make it perfect. Just go. Like, I was trying to, like, trim out, like, all of my, like, every error that I had, I was trying to trim it out. And there's no point in it. Just put it out. Be who you are. Be authentically who you are. And eventually, it'll get smoother because you're recording so often, and you just get better, you know?
Yeah. I got two more questions. Do you have any other tips you would like to share that we didn't already discuss?
Let's see. We already kind of talked about the difference between business and passion. I would also say, don't try to buy all the equipment at once. Like, you know, I still have very, like, I mean, like, I wonder if I could show you this microphone. Well, I can't because it's kind of like, well. But I put it like this. I don't have the best equipment yet. Like, this Rode microphone costs maybe $100. But the people that, like, are also YouTubing like me, I mean, they have $300, $400, $500 microphones. Or, like, my camera. Now, I'm not going to lie. My camera is $1,000. But there are $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 cameras that other YouTubers are using. So the way I see it is just, like, incrementally getting better. Like, you, I don't have to jump for the top. Like, I'm not even ready for that yet. I'm not that good yet. So the way that I see it, I just keep moving up slowly but surely, and eventually I'll get to where I want to be. And the same thing for everyone else, like in school counseling. Think of the essential questions that people want, like your target audience. Like, if you're a school counseling podcast for school counselors, think about what school counselors want to hear. If you're a podcaster, or I mean, if you're doing a school counseling show for students, then really think about what students want to hear, not what you want to hear. What do the students want to hear? I've been using ChatGPT. That's another thing. I use it all the time. I use it to write my descriptions. Like, so it's incredible. I do, like, my descriptions, my hashtags, my titles. Like, I use it for a lot. I use ChatGPT for that. So a lot of people have been complaining about it, but it's made my life easier and it's made me much more efficient. What else? Even finding my target audience. Like, I even use ChatGPT for that too. So I had no idea who my audience was, but once I put in what I was talking about, it literally just sent me my ideal person. So
yeah, that's awesome. And I think also creating social media accounts, if you can, for your podcast, like we have our Retire Riverside Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I mean, anything that you can do to help push the word out. And then of course, you know, you have the people that you have on your podcast or your friends and family also pushing it out there. So use your connections and just share the great work that you do and everything that everyone else does out there, right?
Yeah. And one other thing I will say too, because that's a very good point. Like, so the number one pusher of, if you're YouTube, because like I'm more focused on YouTube now. If you're on YouTube, the number one pusher of your content, the thing that you can never beat is the algorithm. Like, the algorithm will push your stuff. If you put out good content, if it's really good, if you can keep people watching, keep people engaged, keep people listening, and you create good thumbnails and good titles, like, the algorithm will reward you and it will push it out more than you could ever. Like, my Twitter account could never. I mean, some of my my video that has 26,000 views, like the amount of impressions, like the times that people saw it, like there's no way I could compete with it. The algorithm just has so, I mean, like, YouTube has so many people in it. So
you could see all that data on your YouTube channel, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me see. I'll tell you exactly how many impressions.
That's a great tip.
26,000 seven views, right? And then let's see, reach 44,000.5. I want to see that. 44,000.5. There's no way in the world on my Twitter or my IG, I can't compete with it.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I love that. So it's a great tip for everyone out there listening if you're gonna do YouTube. And then I want to end with the Sunshine Spotlight. So can you tell me at least one thing that's made you happy this week?
My son, he ended up scoring in the 95th percentile in math. And I think about either like the 90th percentile in English. So he's in third grade, but he's testing like midway through fifth grade in English and math. And he won Student of the Month this week.
Wow. So
my sunshine spotlight.
That's amazing. Congratulations to you and to your son. I'm so happy for him. Yeah, I saw that on your social media. I am currently on spring break, so I'm just kind of like, you know that I enjoy this so much that I get up really early for you because it's 7 a.m. in California and we're doing this recording. But no,
Wow.
I've had a time to just relax over spring break and, you know, just take a moment to recharge. Yesterday, I took a hike up to the mountains with some
Oh.
amazing school counselors. And I think sometimes you just really need to, I know, especially for my own personal life, just stop and look at those awe moments. Like you're just in the mountains and they're beautiful, and just listening to the birds and the water. And just, I think we need more awe in our life, right?
Absolutely, we do. I wish we had some mountains around here.
But if you know me, I'm more of a beach person, so this mountain stuff is not totally me, but yesterday it was. So, but other than that, I just want to thank you so much for being on our podcast. And if you guys need anything, feel free to reach out to either one of us. Maybe you could kind of give everyone a way they can reach out to you if they have questions about podcasts.
My Twitter account is TKEE06. And you could go on YouTube, you could type Terrell Key, TaraelKeee, or you could go like just type the key to success, but Keee is how I spell key, so the key to success. So either way, either one of those ways is a great way to reach me. And then I also have the key to success on IG too, but I haven't been as active on IG, I'm not gonna lie. So Twitter, YouTube are the best ways to reach me.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much for being on our podcast. I hope everyone has a great week. Take care, everyone. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.